Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So when I break in and I come in the middle of a conversation and you guys don't know I'm here, I'm listening and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And somebody was talking about stuff happening yesterday. Did we put in new equipment or did we do anything exciting? Did anything happen yesterday that was
absolutely
different?
Absolutely.
Well, three and a half hours.
It was the return.
Tell me.
It was the return of one of my favorite show characters, Oscar the Serpent, in which Oscar lays on the floor and slithers like Satan himself in and out of our racks and our equipment and our console. We installed the zip unit. We hard installed the zip unit. We restacked our rack of equipment and we added a new digital recorder.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
It is.
So the Mike O'Mara Show listeners just nonstop getting better and tighter and brighter
ever
for you.
Evolving.
Well, Mike, we asked the listeners what they wanted and we listened.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Mike, remember that dance we went through when I was in Los Angeles last time?
Yes.
That dance is no longer needed.
That's
because
right.
Because we have everything hardwired and ready to go.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you. We are a small operation, and we are homemade, and we do a lot of stuff that way. But I just want the listeners of this show to know that it's ever-evolving. And by the way, as far as evolving and equipment, the hardwired studio up here in Maine, I plan to complete that by the time Kanye runs for president.
Oh, that'll be good.
So I commit that to you, our listeners.
Could he host a press conference from your facility?
Of course. Of course, it'll be massive. There'll be couches and room for guests, and I think I'm going to have a tiny little replica of a lobster boat where the guests will sit when they come and visit me.
How is it coming along?
Yeah.
Well, no, there is no coming along. I mean, there's no,
it's in the planning stages.
Would you like to know what where over the garage where the studio will eventually be?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What my my main improvement to that building will
get
be
it?
This year?
Main improvement.
Main.
Hey.
Ah! What would that be?
Yeah.
They are going to put bolts through the beams so that the roof doesn't collapse with the snowfall.
Oh,
that's excellent.
Good to know.
When you come up here, and by the way, you're coming up here, and I'm not asking, I'm telling. You're coming up here next year.
Yes.
What is that? Like, it's so difficult.
Well,
it's so difficult.
Mike, he doesn't take direction well. He likes to be asked.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm an adult, for God's sakes.
Well, next year, I will show you the curve of the back wall of the garage. The curve of the wall that says shoddy carpentry. And it just kind of now was I up here when we closed on this property? No, but I still would have looked the other way because it's I live in this building.
Sure.
And the garage with the shed and all the equipment that I will be putting over there will be next of doors. It's a separate garage. You walk through the elements.
That's going to make
over to there. And I'll show
a longer commute, Mike.
Yeah.
Yes, it's
remember
a much
how
longer.
Much you used to bitch about coming down the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's now this is going to be down and up.
Do you just roll out of bed, put on a nice shirt, and get into that chair?
Sometimes not even the shirt.
Mm-hmm. I've been up since 6:15 this morning, you sons of bitches, you bastards.
Now, Mike,
this is one of the rare mornings where I have, where I have not left the domicile. I've actually stayed in the domicile, but I'm normally out and about.
When you do
exercising,
the wiring,
for Christ's sake, although I'm 0.3 up.
Mike, when
trouble.
When you finish your studio, I hope you can invoke the yesterday we actually established a motto for our studio, and I would like to get it in Latin and on a crest. And the motto in English, it loosely translates to, now where does this wire go?
Yeah.
And not to be confused with Rob's motto, which is, get guestem hatem.
Oh, stop. Come on.
However, that is not the case today. And incidentally, when I talk about guests on this show, I don't care if they're showbiz luminaries. I love having fresh faces in your studio in Washington, D.C. And we have a blast from the past, one of our great friends, and a boy who has just sprouted his wings and is flying up the ladder. He's getting married. He's pursuing his accounting career. He is smart enough where he is not getting into the broadcast business, which would be foolish, totally foolish. I give you Eric Zoolander Stugalizginski.
Yeah.
Zoo, it is great to have you with us. How are you, my
friend? I'm doing very well. Thank you so much.
And I have to say, Mike, you can't see him because you're not in the studio with us. He has by far the most dynamic haircut he's ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Could you be a deer?
Please stand and give Mike a turn.
Just give me a little look. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Wow. You're still a hipster, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're still Johnny Hipparino. How the hell do you wear that into an accounting firm? How does that work? How do you get away? Or am I just getting older?
He's good at his job.
Yeah, I'm good at my job, Mike.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. You have a calculator hidden under that thing? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
And did you get a chance to reunite with your favorite person on the show, Mr. Rob Spiewak?
Of course. I got here super early.
Yeah, super early.
Go ahead.
F*** you, Rob.
That is joy. That is Friday pure joy. Why? What does it say about my abnormal personality where that just ingests me? That literally makes my weekend. I swear to God, that is fantastic. Zoo, you are the biggest news in your life. You have gotten engaged to your longtime and wonderful girlfriend who has also been a big supporter of the show. And when is the big date for you kids?
July 23rd.
Nice.
Ah. July 23rd. Wow. You're going to be getting married in the D.C. area? Or are you making it one of those crazy destination weddings?
We're going to be out in Loudoun County in Wine Country.
Wine Country.
A lot of people whining in Loudoun County.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that means that if you invited Rob, he might actually go because it's in his county.
That's true. And I would come and I would bring a present.
I'll keep that in mind.
So, you know, are you going to be honeymooning? I mean, tell me all about the wedding. I mean, yeah, I know it's always tough to get information out of people.
We booked the venue, finally. We toured 10 venues in about 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to get married around here, isn't it, with all the people? I mean, it's tough to find, especially in the summer, a weekend
expensive
location
as well,
for something.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Crazy expensive.
Yeah. 13
right?
months out, and there is only a couple weekends left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's incredible how, you know, booking. I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing about that. And is this going to be a large or a small affair?
Well, we're inviting 180, and we're hoping about 150 show up.
Big wedding, Mike. Oh, big wedding.
You know, wouldn't it suck if you invited 180 and 200 showed up?
Yeah.
Mike,
yeah.
Was it harder to book an event or a venue in the 80s, 90s, or 2000s?
Okay.
I'm just asking. For
could it be on a curve chart?
Yeah, I'd love to see the data points on that.
The wedding. All right, I will tell you, wedding number one was highly traditional. Church and then very folksy reception in my parents' backyard.
Oh,
so
cool.
Very,
wow.
Very cost effective.
How many years did that one last?
You know, you're like, you know what you are? You're like the guy that when the guy's on the ground, you kick again. And
no,
I just got
I'm
kicked.
I'm just curious.
And now you're kicking
you
again. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember that.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Couple
I'm going to say
couple years max.
5, 6, 7 years, something like that.
Okay.
Not
and you know what, Mike? That was a lovely thing because you are so in love now. All of those needn't even exist.
What about number two? Number two was a big affair, right?
Number two was a huge affair.
Huge
number,
and a
number
great
two
party.
Was a big deal and a big hotel. Got married at the hotel courtyard.
Whoa.
Had you know, had a Norris Trophy winner in Rod Langway.
Marriott
had a
courtyard?
Super Bowl.
Which one?
It was the it was a hotel called the Carlton Willard at the time. Oh. Had Norris Trophy winner Rod Langway, my friend Rod Langway, and played for your Washington Capitals for a long time.
Joe Theismann.
Had a Super Bowl MVP Joe Theismann who was there. He showed up.
Was it during the toast or during grace that he came in a red jacket?
No, he arrived when
chapel,
we were going
right?
to be announced. When
That's
we were
what
going
it
to be
was.
Announced after the wedding was over. And
I remember he came in at a time that was not what I'd call opportune. I just didn't
But I would also tell you, it's not like he was late for the wedding. I invited, if I remember, if memory serves me, I invited a smaller group for the actual ceremony than the reception. So most of the people were invited for the party, which is, by the way, a very smart way to do things, because then you can kind of handle it, and then you have the big blowout, and then it doesn't matter that much. It's very, very cool.
And the third one was... at your home.
The third one was at Poplar Springs Inn and Spa.
We weren't invited to that.
You know who was invited to that? My mother-in-law, her boyfriend at the time, and my daughters.
Oh.
That was it.
That's it.
Mm. That was it.
Keep it nice and tight.
I will tell you that in the future...
But there was a cash bar.
I mean, to be fair to Mark, he was unemployed at that time.
That's true. We were between jobs.
That had nothing to do with it. I just didn't want to have the big shindig.
The big
blowout. Because, when you're doing it third time at the rodeo, you kind of want to low-key.
I'm with you. Carla was cool with that.
But you know what? Our friend Howard, who at that time owned the Poplar Springs Inn and Spa, was wonderful. The food was great. It was a beautiful venue. Anybody that's ever been out there in Casanova, Virginia.
Hey.
Knows how pretty that place was. I haven't been out there since it's had new ownership, but I will tell you, it was a very, very good time was had by all, and it was terrific. And we did it, and we were planning on doing it for a while. And that's when I knew things were probably going to work out.
Very cool.
Because she married me after I'd gotten S-canned. That was the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got married the summer after I was laid off from
CBS.
She
bought low, not on the high.
and then you took a vacation after that, but then you did have a pretty decent sized get together at your house. I do remember that.
Afterwards.
Yeah, afterwards.
That was
afterwards.
Fun. That was
but
a great
I will
party.
Say I will there. Say this, and I probably shouldn't say this on the radio because I'd like to keep it a surprise. Somewhere down the road, for one of these anniversaries, I'm gonna make that right. I'm going to give her an old fashioned renewal of the vows with a bunch of friends and do that thing.
Don't talk
me out of that, Mr. Misogyny. I'm not going to do that.
Gets divorced.
Yeah, Mike, everyone.
That's a kiss of death.
Don't listen to him.
Yes, every time somebody gets their vows renewed, it's
Have you renewed your vows, Rob?
We got close to doing it at Graceland once, but it fell through,
and
so we've never
together.
Done it.
Still together. Look at that.
Yeah, and you know what? Well, Oscar's going to do something special for his fifth anniversary. He's going to get together and break her sunglasses. And that's what means a winning relationship. So
that's good enough. Start the damn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world,
Liberty. I'm always being told what a terrific job I do with this show, which I appreciate, of course. What do I do now?
It was a hit movie in the 90s about a wedding singer in the 80s. Is that right?
Yeah. This next performer is a Grammy Award winner.
I remind you once again that you should really remember that somewhere along the evening or tomorrow that you call and let them know that you care. Of course, I'm talking about the... what am I talking about, Debbie?
I have no idea.
The world of country in a big way, once you hear her, what is that? The world of... Oh, I think this gorgeous lady is on the verge of breaking through the world of country.
Yeah, we have to go to the local station, but we hope you'll come back for hour 18 of the 2019 telethon. We'll be here. Hope you'll come back.
Grammy winner, a new release. Vivaldi. What the hell is that?
Vivaldi.
One of the nicest programs is a program on television now. That's called Glee.
God Bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her. Why don't I have the words so I can remember how to Christ to sing this?
There's more coming up with Roberta Plaid, Daniel Rodriguez, The Color Purple, and Bob Zaney. So stick around.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. We are a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. That is a tribute that Rob Spiewak pays to Jerry Lewis. No telethon, Rob.
Oh, you
no
know
telethon
what?
At all anymore.
What's really sad
all
is
gone.
You know how Facebook throws up 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
I click on that, and all it is pictures of Jerry Lewis, and it breaks my heart. This is coming. It's becoming the worst weekend of the year.
But it would have been worse. Do you not agree that it would have been worse if he had kept on? It would have been better.
Because what it is, and someone on Facebook encapsulated it, it's a great cause coupled with the mental deterioration of a great man. And it was fun to watch it happen.
Do you think that Jerry has any concept of what a fundraiser like the Ice Bucket Challenge really did?
No. He has no idea. He doesn't know the fact that actually has been credited to curing a strain of muscular dystrophy. Yes.
Truly amazing.
And his shtick for all these years has done nothing.
No, that's true. It saved a lot of men and it saved a lot of ladies.
Welcome to the show. Today we are sponsored by Sleep Number. Yes. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how great I sleep every night. Maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed but thought that you couldn't afford one. Well, no one can afford another restless night's sleep. You know, what's funny is my Sleep Number bed, I am so passionate about it. And I would tell you my experience last night. I had forgotten that I had turned my Sleep Number down to 60 just for experimentation. I'll do that once in a while just to see. I'm going to soften the mattress up a little bit. And then I went out, I played a little golf, and I walked the golf course, this real hilly golf course with my brother-in-law. And every joint in my body was screaming at me last night when I got home. And I tweak it up back up to my 85. And I swear to God, the way I felt when I went to bed and the way I felt when I woke up this morning, night and day, and I'm not kidding you, it is because of my Sleep Number bed. And right now, there's never been a better time to come to a Sleep Number store. All the beds are on sale during the biggest sale of the year. I sleep great. I can tell you that. I had it last night. Last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 94 again.
Attaboy.
Sleep IQ technology does that. It tells me what to adjust to get my best possible sleep. You'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. And right now, during the biggest sale of the year, all beds are on sale. You can save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any one of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And tell them the guy with the great healthy back today, Mike O'Mara, sent you.
Yeah.
I really can't. I can't tell you. They've been on the air with us a long time, and we appreciate the relationship. But that's a product that I love endorsing because I do believe in it. We do welcome Zoolander, who is dropping by today. Always great to see people that have hung out with us in the past and still are into the show. If I look back on my career, one of the things I truly love is the relationships with interns and people that go on with their lives and do different stuff and come back and visit us because they had such a fun experience.
Shout out to TJ.
Yes. You know.
Yes, Mike.
TJ has been nothing but kind to all of us.
He's been such a good guy. Really has.
I probably would not react the same way I reacted.
You but can't say that without being put in that situation. I mean, you could run a simulation, but what if I were to tell you that waiting outside our door right now was intern TJ McCurdy? Should we bring him in?
No.
All right, TJ, go ahead home.
He will always be remembered as the guy that was interning on our radio show.
Yep.
And he wasn't able to make it to a weekend event because he was going to a chili cook-off for Elliot in the morning.
Another radio station, yeah.
And I was just like, okay, pal, thanks so much. I appreciate it. And he's another one. We had another live event where he had a fraternity party that he was going to.
Yes.
Yes. But and, keep in mind, the Greek lifestyle was very big to him.
Brotherhood,
what
Mike.
What is TJ doing now with his life?
Because he's working for a big boy company.
Yeah, Mike, he actually makes the hamburgers at Bob's Big Boy.
Big Boy.
Something in software, right? I think Zoolander, I swapped
the Facebook message with him. He's not allowed to actually administer the anesthesia, but he assists. He assists in the operating room in Guatemala.
He has a real job.
Does
you know what's funny?
Did he get a haircut?
If Shorter.
It would almost have to
be. I saw him, I want to say, a year and a half ago. I went to his house for a Halloween party.
Wow.
So, yeah, because it was Todd Moore, Katie Cole, and I think Shannon and I all went to a pre-party for Halloween at his home.
He ran in the same circles as Girl for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, and so that's probably, that was your in.
And now, Girl has moved on to New York, right?
She's at Burning Man right now.
Well, yeah, if there's a music festival, she's there.
Yeah, she's at Burning Man, but she's in New York at a big company. Yeah.
I think actually that's TJ's title. He is the Burning Man.
And Zoo, are you still doing the accounting stuff?
Yeah, auditing, not all day, every day.
All day, every day.
What does that mean?
Does that get a little tedious?
You know what? No, it doesn't, because like every week I'm on a different client.
He actually loves it. Zoolander gets partial credit for getting, well, I would say full credit, for getting me through accounting and just general financial accounting and managerial accounting. Both classes which I got a solid B in, and I was thankful to God for, because they were rough.
And now, are you going to be enjoying your 3 days? Will you be getting any downtime at all since you don't have class today? Are you off this weekend from class?
I am.
Hey.
Oh, no. Labor Day weekend.
Summer vacation for Oscar.
I'm meeting with my group tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Reagan Building.
The attitude they all have. So there's never a vacation for any of those guys.
No rest for the DBM.
You got a week off. You had a good time. So, I mean, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, but they're, it's nose to the grindstone. Any big plans for Labor Day for anybody in the room? Anybody doing anything special?
I'm going to reflexology with my girlfriend and her aunt, and then a big lunch, Mike. That's all I got.
You're going to reflexology.
Yes, I don't know what that is.
That's a Paula Abdul song, isn't it?
Isn't that like acupuncture or massage
or something like that? All I know is I got baited into it when Shannon wrote me and said, well, do we have any plans for Labor Day? And I'm thinking that she's got a party that I don't know about.
Maybe we
got invited to a barbecue, something like that. And there was no invites except for I wrote back, no, what do you know about? And she says, well... She goes, great, you can come with me and my aunt to reflexology, and then we'll have lunch with her. And
now,
I said...
The reflexology, are there cats there? Do you have to pet cats?
No, we're not going to the cat zoo. But I think that it's some sort of massage is what it is.
Oh, nice.
Yes. But the last time I went to a massage, I went to a Tahitian massage, if I'm not mistaken.
Ah, Tahitian treat.
Yeah, and it was... I felt assaulted at one point because that a Thai massage... is more of the person using their body.
Oh, is it Thai or Tahitian?
Same thing.
No, it's really not. Because Thailand used to be Siam, so I imagine a Thai massage has
conjoined people. It was a Thai massage.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, Rob and I always reference The King and I, Old Queen. But that's on Broadway now, isn't it, The King and I?
It is, and really, if you want an accurate depiction of Siam, look to Yul Brynner.
Yes. That's one I would go to in Broadway, by the way. My old
It depends who plays the king.
I'm kind of bummed that my daughter didn't get the waitress gig in New York this
summer.
You'd
have an excuse to go there.
She went back down to Virginia, so I didn't get an excuse to go to the city. And, I'm ready. I'm ready to fly the coop. I got a month here, and I'm ready to fly out of here and spread my wings a little bit. Looking forward to coming back down to D.C.
Yeah.
Yes.
Save the date. It is Wednesday.
The 14th.
October 14th. We are going to be somewhere.
Happy hour,
and we'll let you know probably next week. We'll tell you exactly where that's going to be, but someone will take us.
He's taking care of us, if you know what I mean.
Hey!
Oh, really? So how's that looking, by the way? Can we make an
announcement? Well, if they give us enough money, Mike, because you are a superstar.
Oh, so you're trying to...
Days.
I would have done it out of the love of the fans.
The freebie days are over.
I would have done
as
it.
As you've seen your bank account.
Here's what we know. For free.
it for the love of the game doesn't really come into context when you're yelling at us.
Come out and spend the evening.
I'm with you, pal.
Come out and spend the evening with Rob Ford and Mike McIntosh. And we sort of build from there. And
we'll
can
send
add
them
in
to
myself
another location.
And then
People will be able to get in for free.
Of course.
We just want to be able to at least cover our costs.
That's all. That's all.
Mm-hmm. It's a little advertising, right? A little advertising, and that's what it's. That's the name of the game. That's the way we do it.
That's the name of the game.
If we continue giving it away, there's going to be nothing to give away.
That's right.
Amen. That's what. We just had a business meeting on the air, and nobody really knew what we were talking about.
Saved us 45 tedious minutes.
Mm-hmm. That actually helped me.
It's the time value of money.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Oh, the TVOM?
Oh, I love that he's getting that big fancy degree.
Yeah.
I am really ready. It has become I don't want to say ghost-like up here. The locals are still up here. It's kind of fun, but at the same time, I'm, you know, my sister leaves this tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Blah, blah.
My
sister.
I'm not putting my fingers up in the air, Rob.
I didn't either. Oscar, what did you do?
I said, womp, womp.
Yeah, exactly. It's sad when she leaves, right?
No,
it's, are you going to miss her?
So I'm going to miss my whole family. We've got some family that's we're having a get together tomorrow night, and then I think really officially really winds down, and everybody goes to their corners.
Don't you have someone that stays year round?
Well, we have lots of next door neighbors that stay year round.
No, but like a family member.
No, what are you trying to get me to do here?
Remember
what
that,
are you
remember that family member that stays?
Hey! Don't get
what
me in
trouble. What he's saying, Mike, is that, you know, you always have Carla. And she's a family member.
Yeah, oh, you know what? I love my wife. I love my
and
wife.
And who wouldn't? Because she's
what
lovely.
Are you doing to me today? It's because we have Zoo in the studio.
Yeah, I
God
love
sake.
Zoo.
Yeah, he's showing
it's
off.
Yeah, I'm showing it's, off. Poor Zoo.
Zoo, how is your bride-to-be doing?
She's doing great.
Ashley.
She just started her first week of school in Loudoun County.
Mm-hmm.
She's a teacher, Mike.
All new students.
Oh, I thought perhaps she was a sophomore.
That just sounded so good. She just started her first week. Yeah. Sounds like my history with Carla, you know? It's like, boy, what a lovely lady. What, is she supposed to be in your bar? I said, yeah, I know. School starts on Tuesday.
Yeah. Very, what very grade does she teach?
She teaches fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Are you at liberty to say what school?
She's at Pine Brook Elementary in
think
Aldi.
They have, Mike, they have a name generator for Loudoun County schools. Mm-hmm. What they do is they take a tree feature and a yes. water feature, and they say, right. Where do you go? Stonebridge. Where do you go? Yeah. Leaf Rock. They're all schools like that. That's right.
And then
name
also,
right out there.
You know, it's funny because you see the communities that are also named like British towns.
Oh,
know?
Yes.
Amberley or, you know, or Worcestershire. You know, welcome to, you know, we're all the fancier the name. They mean nothing.
Well, if what you happens? Go, yeah,
by the way,
right
if
there.
You want to come to Northern Virginia, somebody bring up, go to the computer right now and bring up a list of community planned communities in Northern Virginia.
Franklin
and I guarantee you we will go through the list and find that. Now, I don't know if we can pull that right away.
I can name like 50 on my head.
Find the names. And Bristow.
Yeah, and the beautiful you know, thing is like, is you like, go you to know. A place called, like, say, Stratford-on-Potomac, and you go to a resident at Stratford-on-Potomac, and they say, what's your favorite way to cook a squirrel?
Or I remember when I first heard North Potomac, and yeah. And just for Montgomery County's sake, from the people in the area, which isn't a bad place to live,
not
but it's
all.
Actually Gaithersburg.
That's all it is, but
and
they've
I
rebranded
said,
it.
And then North Bethesda used to be Rockville. Mm-hmm. And I said, I remember when that was Rockville, and people would tell me these names, and I said, I don't think the extra $50,000 on your actual the price of your home equates to living in Rockville, but calling it North Bethesda.
I don't know. I've spent most of my life in Edwards Landing, Mike. Edwards Landing, which is really just Luckett's. That's all it is.
What's in? There's a town in Virginia that's like a really horrible town. Not
Herndon?
Manassas.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's another town that what used to be something horrible, but now they changed. Not Springfield. Something. There's a part I think of Springfield, Virginia.
Oh, that they've given it a new name.
They've given it mm-hmm. a new name, and I hear it now. I'm like, what is that? Now, why can't they do that for Manassas?
They do this everywhere, by the way. They did it where I live. I live down in South Fort Myers. I have a Fort Myers address. That's where I live down there.
Mm-hmm.
But they have called the community the Village of Estero because they want it to be something that's a little
it's
more special.
It's actually taken you know? Up so much that the people, like if you do texting or anything from down there, your iPhone shows up as Estero. But it's not Estero. It's Fort Myers.
What's close to Manassas that's great?
Well, he moved away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so
thank
sorry
you, Rob.
To say that.
Thank you. I truly appreciate it. Hey, you can't. They don't list them like
Bristow.
That, so we gotta take a break.
Bristow's still horrible.
Amberley is one. You know, so I remember Amberley. That's over near Bristow.
Oh, you know what's great, though? And we've talked about this before. If a big rock act goes and plays Jiffy Lube Live,
yes.
And obviously they're handed the name of the town when mm-hmm. they come out, and they come out and they say, right. Hello, Bristow! And what they don't know is that technically Bristow is a sheet station. That's it.
Right. Yeah. And incidentally, let's never forget Reston, an internationally known plan community. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back. I will tell you all about my wonderful television viewing, and also I will instill fear in all of our listeners once again. You thought I was doing it with Seattle and the big earthquake and tsunami that's coming?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you all about the gray swan.
Oh, no.
And it doesn't have feathers. Beware. We'll take a break. Come back with more right after this.
Hey,
Oscar. Are you ready to go to CrossFit with me?
I will be in a sec, but right now I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I don't know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was an orange, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new and everyone's talking about it.
I updated yesterday and I love it.
I have an Android. Will it work for me?
Absolutely. Both platforms.
The new Mike O'Mara Show app. Download it and improve your life today.
We love it. Yay!
Thanks so much, man. I appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love Vistaprint. We all use it. And yes. I want you to try them, too, because that's the really nice thing to do. Right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99. Enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's $9.99 for 500 business cards. This, my friends, is the best deal out there. It's the best way to promote a small business. There's just something so great about handing someone a card. A lovely card with your logo on it. Is there anything better than a card? I don't think so. You can upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, go double-sided, or even raise print. Vistaprint does it all. They even do banners, apparel, flyers, postcards, invitations. They can probably stencil something on your cat if you want it.
Sure.
Vistaprint has the best customer service. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you will get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, that's TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today. All right, do you want to hear about the gray swan?
Of course. Is it a bird?
Let me just say it's something that will frighten you. So you can guess now if you think that...
The Black Swan event is something that I hear referenced.
Well, no, the Black Swan, wasn't that the movie about the ballet dancers? They were very close, Mike. Good friends.
In the financial world, what's the gray swan?
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob, do you have really scary music? I've got really scary music. I could put it on there. But you get me some scary music.
Okay,
that would be wonderful. 10 years ago, Hurricane Katrina topped the list of the worst storms to ever hit the United States when it triggered a 28-foot-tall storm surge that swept over Mississippi and broke a levee that flooded New Orleans. Now, I think what we all know now with tsunamis and storm surges, you know, Hollywood would love you to think that you look out off the coast and you see a giant wall of water. That is not the case. What you do see is what would be similar to a flash flood.
Oh.
Okay. And you see the water just simply rises, and then it just sweeps everything away, and it kills people, and it's a horrible situation. Even with all that destruction, Katrina is not the worst storm that could have hit the United States. They're called gray swans.
Mm.
Risk managers call completely unpredictable and devastating storms black swans, but in this research, they have named them gray swans. And if a gray swan hits, the destruction will be unlike anything we have ever experienced in all of human history. And are you ready for the area that they say is susceptible?
Yes.
Probably most susceptible to a gray swan.
Do I really want to hear this?
You know, it's not going to matter to you at all because it doesn't affect you directly. So
all
now you're fine with it. Leesburg, Virginia.
No,
They talk about the Tampa St. Pete area.
Oh, no big deal.
The hurricanes themselves aren't the biggest concern. It's the tidal wave of rising water that the high speed winds would whip up. One of the great places at risk for a gray swan is Tampa, Florida, which hasn't experienced a major hurricane since 1921, according to the researchers. That Category 2 storm, now you know they go 2, 3, 4, 5,
right.
Category 5 being absolutely devastating. A Category 2 storm that hit Tampa caused an 11-foot storm surge. The study revealed that if a Category 3 hurricane hit Tampa today, the storm surge could rise as high as 19 feet.
Man.
And that has to do with Tampa being extremely low elevation. Oscar, do you really care?
I was just thinking about all the strip clubs.
Mons Venus is gone. Oh, my God. Yeah, so they have maps here where they're showing how the storm surge would just, it's so low. And it's, you know, it's down there. Here's the thing. If the hurricane hits later this century with the sea levels rising, the storm surge could reach 37 feet. Imagine, think for a second about 37 feet.
That's a four-story building. That's right. A wall of water the height of our broadcast site.
Oh, my God.
Just moving.
Wow. Now, is there a CVS across the street?
There's free parking on top of the storm surge.
Now, are you ready for the good news?
Yes.
The good news is these gray swan storms, highly unlikely. Researchers estimate chances less than 1 in 10,000 for an average year. The bad news is that climate change will significantly raise the likelihood of a gray swan hitting. The 19-foot storm surge hurricane has a 1 in 10,000 chance of hitting Tampa this year. But if climate change continues at its current pace, this is according to scientists.
Right.
It's not Mike talking.
Science.
I'm not running for president. If climate change continues at its current pace, it could be a 1 in 700 chance by the end of the 21st century. So, it's not tomorrow. You know, it's not like that thing I was talking about out there off the coast of the Pacific Northwest, but it is very scary, isn't
it? What's a higher probability?
It is scary. And you know what else? I don't think it deserves the name Gray Swan. I think Wall of Water and Certain Death might be a better name for it. Gray Swan does sound like a ballet movie.
A little elegant.
Yeah, it's a little elegant.
A little elegant.
Yeah.
So, they happen to use Tampa as
Tamper.
The example. Tamper, Florida. Yeah. That's what they, you know. And it's just more evidence. Look, I know these are all scientific theories, but I think everybody like myself, when you live close to the coast of South Florida, you understand that. I mean, we have packets that they distribute every season where there are hurricane preparedness packets. You are inundated with evacuation routes down there. The fact is, we know the possibility exists that this could happen, but everybody kind of keeps their fingers crossed.
Yeah, you probably think about this more than most, and
yeah,
I'm sure our listeners in that part of the country do as well, because you have to, or else...
Well, just as the people say in Kansas are prepared for tornadoes.
Exactly.
And as people in D.C. are prepared for humidity.
Do you have an evacuation route? Do you know, okay, if something does happen, we're leaving early, it's a pack and play, it's little Michael.
I know that if there's a 40-foot fall of water, he's going to have an evacuation route in his pants.
In my pants, thank you.
No, but if you have like a Cat 2 or Cat 1, do you have a level of when you need to leave?
You know, I don't, and because I've never been down there in it, and I've never had to deal with it. And I've heard people, there were two of them, and I think one was Charlie, and if you look at the...
Hi there!
There were two that were very close together, and I know
Andrew?
The story. I'm not sure which, no, Andrew was, I think, on the other coast. I think that's what, but I heard the story about two of these hurricanes that happened about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems like, and... What happened was that people hunkered down and stayed there for one of them and were kind of like, hey, look at the wind, kind of neat. And then they did it again. And the first one, they, you know, the winds were significant, but it was actually fascinating to them. The second one, people were pooping in their drawers because they were so terrified. And you had screen porches that were just ripped off their foundations. And it was really terrifying for the people that wrote it out.
Mm.
I err, because of a little guy, I would err completely on the side of caution.
You have to.
And get my ass out of Dodge as soon as I possibly could. And I'd do so by car. I wouldn't go to the airport or anything like that.
I mean, you probably just go to Savannah and stay with Katie Von Herman.
Yeah, but then you got to battle the rats.
I don't want to go from one storm into another. I really don't.
Yeah, you know who are the best people when these storms are announced? My favorite people are the guys that they film that are surfing. When everyone else is boarding up and leaving town, say, we've never seen waves
swells,
like
this.
There are people that have little death wishes, and you see the people that like maybe live in the Carolinas on one of those barrier islands, and they will stay there. And, you know, a lot of these barrier islands, these islands that you get, your Hilton Head, your Outer Banks, people have to realize that there is no escape if something really horrible happens.
My father,
so you got to make that call.
My father takes his boat out to a barrier island called Cedar Island that literally changes every year.
I've been to Cedar Island. I know the island he's talking about.
And I mean, there are times when they go out, you know, when it gets warm enough in May and you put your boat in the water, you go out there and they don't know what it's going to look like.
Don't they have shark's teeth on that island sometimes?
Oh, yeah. They've got lots of stuff there.
And you know what
untouched.
They also have? On Cedar Island, they also have trees and they don't have leaves on the trees. What they are all pictures of semi-naked women.
That's right.
And that's where horny Bob Spiewak goes and picks them off the trees and then takes pictures of them. It's his orchard and he puts those out there.
Orchard.
Yes. By the way, he's been doing very, very well.
Hasn't he?
Really.
Yeah.
He goes through those periods of time where he just gets cloudy. And then he just comes back strong. All day. Is it the drinking?
It is the
summertime drinking.
It catches up with him. But I think we have yesterday or today was a lovely lady in a thong and then also a classic Anna Nicole Smith. He really does run the gamut. He does a good job.
Why does Cedar Island remind me of the Dharma Initiative from Lost? Like I really feel like they go out there and hang out. Is there a bunker there? Why is it out there?
It's there because Oscar. I need you to press play and record on your brain. There's earth and there's water.
Is there a restaurant? Why do people go out there?
No, you go out there because that is the barrier island that separates the ocean from his home. So he goes out on what is called Folly Creek, which is a saltwater creek.
Okay.
And then he goes and then there's Metomkin Inlet right there in Cedar Island, and that's where the creek goes into the ocean.
By the way, barrier islands are named not because they were made by man to protect the mainland.
No.
Barrier islands form in many cases because of storms. They break off from the mainland and
They just go away.
And then they call them barriers because they're a break to the storms when they come in. That's the way it works.
Absolutely.
So, I just think I wanted to do some equal time for the people on the Pacific Northwest coast to say that, there you go, I've now succeeded in terrifying the people of Tampa.
So you're saying there's not a Tim's 2 on that barrier island?
Tim's 2. No, there's not a Tim's 2. Man, and I remember standing out there with a Miller Lite in that water. I had no idea the human poo that I was standing in out there. Never do that again. God, I don't miss that body of water. I swear to God. Hey, I got a mosquito bite and I started itching it. Oh my God, my leg is gone. My leg is gone. We'll take a break.
The limbs disappear like the barrier islands.
Help. My leg just plumb sloughed off. Man, I didn't have that much pain unless I got a fart stuck crosswise. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good to be young and stupid, baby. Ooh, it's too good to be young and stupid, baby.
Hey, I like that. Keeps getting better. All right. Life just keeps getting better. That's great. It's the Noel theme song, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey!
Thank you. No, I'm kidding. She's gone. I can always talk about people. I don't have any guts. Anyway, new from TM Soft, it's Spill Zone.
Oh, yeah.
Setting gamers on fire, or setting the game world on fire. Not actually setting gamers on fire.
No.
Not yet.
Spill Zone, I know the boys have played it. It's a brand new puzzle game where the goal is to make the entire puzzle one single color by spilling one color into another. Excuse me. It's unique, challenging, and utterly addictive. Like all great puzzle games, the concept is simple, but it requires strategy to complete the puzzle in the fewest moves possible. Excuse me. So, get ready to experiment, fail, and repeat with this fun new app. You can play through all the challenging levels in the single player mode. I will start and repeat whenever you hit that sound effect, Rob. That could be fun. And keep track of all your friends' progress by connecting with Google Play, Facebook, and Game Center. Excuse me. Or try the multiplayer mode where you take turns with your friends to determine the true Spill Zone champion. Visit spill.zone.
Yes!
And download this challenging puzzle game to your Android or iOS. And best of all, it's free. That's spill.zone. Excuse me. Spill Zone. One small pour for man, one giant spill for mankind. Download it today. And now here with a disclaimer is Hulk Hogan.
Hey, good.
Sorry, he was apologizing about something. He was too overcome. Warning, yeah. Consult your lab technician to see if SpillZone is right for you. SpillZone may cause reduction in caring about responsibilities. Do not play SpillZone while operating heavy machinery. Pregnant women may make their baby smarter by playing SpillZone. Its device overheats and vibrates. Seek shelter and cover head. Thank you. That's SpillZone, everybody!
What?
Wow, Friday show. Friday show. I want to thank Ponyboy Bloom.
Matthew.
Pony,
what's this?
You're welcome.
I'm cutting the cord, Pony, and it's because of you. I am cutting the cord because of
pony
you.
Boy, pony
oh, goddammit.
Won't you be my pony boy?
My pony boy! It's pony time! Get up!
Boogity, 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 shoot!
Pony,
pony boy?
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette!
French.
That was a
Did
new one.
Did you get the French in there? Did
yeah,
the French
I think
come
that
in there?
Orson Welles is going to be a part of the pony intro now.
I like that.
Class
I
it up
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah.
So Pony recommended Narcos, and the Narcos show on Netflix, fantastic. I am thrilled with it. Oh, there's Rob Ford. Total eclipse of the sun. When Rofo's head goes in front of the camera, it's just like, oh, my God, I can't see.
And one day at 10:54 a.m., the entire city felt dark as the sun was blocked by a sports shirt.
Heroes is back.
There'll be a high tide tonight there, boy.
Yeah, boy.
All right. Hey, guess what I have to do? You have to talk amongst yourself because I have run out of juice for my computer, and I cannot do this show without that.
Juice.
So please talk amongst yourselves. I will be right back. I'm sorry. I hate to be unprofessional.
No problem.
No, you're fine.
Can I give you a sneak peek into the Oscarazzi?
Yeah, what you got?
Sure.
Of today? It's going to be weird because he put his headphones on his microphone, and now I can hear myself. Do you mind potting him down? Please?
No. Thank God, you. I wish someone would ask that years ago.
There's a guy in Mexico with a 19-inch penis that they're making a documentary about.
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked into this?
I've not, but I just was trying to be supportive.
Apparently weighs 2 pounds.
Wow.
More
That's
to come
a lot.
In Oscarazzi.
I can't wait. And good choice of words there.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That documentary, is it going to be in widescreen? Now Mike is adjusting his camera. Now we just see his arm.
If you're on Ustream, you see his wonderful bedroom.
Oh, and look, there's the Xbox. Yeah.
Hey, Zoolander, for context, and for those of you at home, Mike hung an Xbox 4 feet off the ground with Velcro.
Yeah, heavy-duty Velcro.
Heavy-duty, industrial strength, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned to us that it fell from where it was hanging before.
No. Mm-hmm.
It still works, apparently, so it takes a beating. But the fact that he would hang an Xbox so high off the floor.
You see, and he took that piece of advice from, we said you could mount a power strip that way.
Yes,
and then it became Xbox.
Yeah, I'm shocked he didn't hang that television with Velcro. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can get a wall mount for an Xbox on Amazon.
Yeah. You can do so many things.
On Amazon, they have almost everything.
But Velcro. Shelves.
Yeah.
Shelves, of course.
All sorts of things.
You know what?
Nail.
Mike should just leave the Velcro to his shoes.
Yes.
Speaking of...
he doesn't have those.
Hardware. No. Speaking of hardware, it was so fun after you left yesterday and we were finishing up the install and I had to learn a new piece of equipment. You could almost be tracked like Hansel and Gretel how you left the studio because there were so many rack screws
that
had just been left because we tried
dancing.
To... We mounted everything. Oh, does he need music for that?
Oh, it's topless. He's topless.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's like front... bonus show again.
Show some ass.
No, it's not fun when he knows that we see him. It's only fun when he's stripping.
2 days ago, Mike was changing, like fully changing in between shows, and we saw his entire routine.
Wow.
Yeah. The way he stretches out shirts.
Yeah.
So they fit.
No, he didn't stretch his shirt. He was just stretching his
shoulders.
That's
what he tells us.
Well, I didn't stretch my shirt out. I didn't stretch my shirt out. God damn it.
I didn't do that.
I told Mike, are you back?
Yeah. Well, I'm back, but I
what happened?
I'm so frustrated.
Well, what's the matter, buddy?
I'm so frustrated because there are too many goddamn electronical devices here. I mean, I'm out of outlets. I'm out of outlets.
You can
I can't
unplug your sound effects machine.
That's
and then
true.
Plug your computer in. That's what I would do.
You know, there is a bit of a process involved with. You talked about being serpentine and getting down on all your fours and getting down. That's not going to be something that I'm going to do overnight. Somehow, the juice has been sucked out of my Mac today. I charged it to 100%, and for some reason, it's. I hope it hasn't just crashed. I'm not sure, but I'm going to check in a minute here.
So do you
I've
have
got
a,
it over?
What
at
you
another,
try
I've got
a hard
it across
reset.
The room. I've got it. I've got it across
charging?
The room.
It's doing a special. Across the hall.
It's across the hall.
The computer
it's
comes
doing
in.
A special across
you know, Mike,
the hall.
I just wanted, I was just across the hall. You're doing a marvelous job. I just wanted to stop in and tell you what a marvelous job it's
I want to have a day where I don't f up.
Hey,
no, you're fine. You're fine. No big deal.
I'm just sitting here talking to you guys. I'm looking at a blank screen. I normally just hit a button and it comes to life. And then I realize, no, there's absolutely no juice left in there.
Are you sure that the computer hadn't been turned off?
Yes.
Let me go.
Did you try to power it up? Because it shouldn't go through 100%, even if he was running a lot of apps and things.
Yeah, but this is the thing. The X factor is Mike.
That's true.
Right? So
it's a huge variable.
He could have seen 10 or he could have seen 100.
Oh, no, no, he saw 100. Because if it's red, it's 10, it's red, right?
It might be.
I don't know. I never get...
Can you pot him down so we don't have the echo again?
I enjoy it. It's like, it's like being on CBS FM. Hey, it's Cousin Brucey.
Hey, we're back.
Hello, hello, hello.
I fixed it.
What happened?
Okay, what happened?
I'm not going to tell you.
No, I think it's
Velcro.
I do believe you.
No, not going to tell you. Not going to tell you. Not going to tell you. Nope. Not going to tell you.
I'm sure a lot of people go through
this. If I tell you what it's going to be, I heard the X Factor is Mike. I heard that. I know what that is. And that's just going to play right into that. It's going to, oh, there I am, 80%. Yes. Okay. Now I understand. Okay. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you.
Had it powered down?
Huh?
Had you powered it down?
No, I didn't power it down. I dimmed it.
So when you hit a button, it didn't come back?
I just disrupted the show for 5 minutes because I had dimmed the switch to go low light, the screen, to go low light. God damn it. That's what I had done.
But Mike, here's the silver, to the best of us. Here's the silver lining to this gray swan. The silver lining is that because you dimmed the screen, that's why you have so much power left.
Look,
that's why you're still at 80% and a B minus.
Your efficiency.
No, yes. I've had the screen on full bore for many, many shows. It was just me using my MacBook Air as a goddamn copy stand, which once again, it ends today. I will not do that.
So your papers dim the screen?
Yes. No.
Or was the screen dim because the paper was on it?
When I hold up copy, you see how you can see through that?
Yes.
So if there's a big thing like that, then when I hold it up, it's so bright that I can't see the words that are on my printed page. That's it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So copy stand will now be where?
I've got a bunch of different stuff around here. I can rearrange.
How about, do you still have Free App Company?
Do an
app called Copy Stand, and what it is you just put paper on your computer and it's not too bright.
No, but we'll have to buy multiple.
You know, I really wish I was you, Rob.
We'll have to buy multiple iPads because Mike will need a different iPad for all the copy that comes in. So
and the timer.
And the timer, so that's six iPads.
would I be the only one on this show that probably could upgrade my technological prowess a little bit? I'm not the only one, am I?
Not at all, no.
I mean, doesn't he fumble with those iPads every day when there might be a...
That's a diabetes, Mike.
No feeling, Mike. No feeling from here out. And also, lost a toe this morning. Just lost it. Don't I think it's in my sock.
Would you describe working with your iPads as user-friendly?
I would say that the iPad system would be better if I didn't travel with 34,000 pieces of sound.
But we are working on a solution.
We
right?
are, and we do have a solution in place. It requires us to be a little more forward thinking, and we're getting better.
Yeah.
But the iPad, as far as being user friendly, for what I do, I don't know that I could imagine something more user friendly.
Kids use iPads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this song. Thank you.
The Three Sons.
This is a great theme for what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Mike dims his computer.
Yes.
And then scurries around his room looking for an outlet. Like a Benny Hill, cut.
He goes in one door, comes out another.
It's embarrassing.
No, it's
highly,
fine.
Highly embarrassing. Getting back to what I was talking about, though, Tony, thanks for Narcos. Oscar, this probably goes to you. I truly do believe that I am on the verge of not necessarily total cord cutting, but modified cord cutting, where I'm going to tell DirecTV to pound sand. You can have your showtimes, and you can have all those garbage movies, mm-hmm. which really 90%, no, more than that, 99% of the stuff they offer up is crap. If there's anything you really want to see, you can get it online and pay for it.
Do you
and
know
do
what,
it that
Mike?
Way,
you
and
are
it's a la carte.
In, yeah. You are in what I would call the catbird seat. Because right now, when you call DirecTV and say, I'm going to cancel this, 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 and this, and you've been with them as long as you have, they're mm-hmm. going to start throwing stuff at you mm-hmm. like you can't even imagine.
Good. Well, that's good. I look forward to that because I have it in two locations. And you know,
make sure you say that.
The technology of, look, I'm not going to slam somebody that, well, they've never advertised on us.
Did
they
you
should,
not cancel DirecTV. Your cable in Florida?
I keep the cable. I keep the cable open down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep the cable because I'll tell you why I keep the cable. That was one time that I didn't do that, and one time where I had to go, to get them. They did a hard disconnect, and when they come back out to do a hard reconnect for that. That is, they put you on the lowest possible priority. Mm. So what I do is I just I modify it down.
You
to
scale
the
back
basic.
Your plan.
Scale down.
That's
scale
fine.
Basic.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's,
basic,
that's
baby.
How I
basic.
Do that. Yeah, because they you know those hard disconnect when they have to send the truck out and it's just a question of screwing in the cable, but they got the special locks for it, so you can't do that yourself. So
sir, we're going to be needing your remote.
But they're. Look, I am inundated every day. The Nick is the latest one that somebody recommended. I might check that one out.
The Nick?
That's supposed to be.
Like,
the Nick, it's called. I think it's about a hospital called
how
The
is
Nick.
Narcos? Are you enjoying it?
Narcos has gotten better and better. But so many of these shows, when you binge on a television program, you see the genesis of how these TV programs watch, how they develop. And you can see, for example, a Fargo, where you know you're watching the pilot.
Right.
You know these characters haven't really been developed yet. And then you see them as they get more and more successful and the production values improve.
Money pours in,
And the confidence of the actors improves. It's truly fun to watch. Same thing with Narcos. And what I also like about this is the liberal bilingualism of the mm-hmm. program, where this is probably 60 to 70% subtitles on the show. And that, to me, adds credibility to when you're doing a show that takes place in Colombia during the cartel mm-hmm. era. And it's fascinating. And I didn't know that any of this, I forgot all of this. It was in the news, but I had no idea that Pablo Escobar basically declared war on his own country. Yeah. Pony, this is all true, right? This is all
true.
Documented
all
stuff that he did.
It's all true.
Mm-hmm. Where he did so much damage, including blowing an airliner out of the sky to try to kill a presidential candidate. And then finally, because there was such a terror campaign from the cartel members against the country of Colombia, they finally caved and did a negotiation with the guy. And his deal was that he could build his own jail.
Yeah.
That he was going to be kept in.
It's like a country club.
Wow.
It's mind-blowing, this entire show. So, Tony, great recommendation, and I recommend it, Narcos on Netflix, to everybody. Really,
you have
really
a, you have
show.
A working knowledge of Spanish. You used to always entertain me when we'd go to Subway. You would enter your order in Spanish.
Sal y pimienta, lechuga, tomate...
But so when you're watching Narcos, are you able to follow any of the Spanish that's subtitled?
Just do rapid fire.
Too rapid fire. And also, would that be
but
a different style
actors.
Of Spanish?
No, it's pretty commonplace. If you took Spanish,
you should be able to follow. Okay.
But it is fast. It is super fast. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it is really well done. And, I just think that there's so much out there now. It's much like radio and podcasting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As far as entertainment and what we really, if you really want to look for good stuff, if you want to look for fun stuff, if I was driving, I hate to toot our own horn, but I will. If I'm driving along and I'm hearing a discussion on something like this, for example, on the radio, I'm locked in, but it's almost impossible to find. Good, friendly, anything goes discussion that happens on the radio anymore. Everybody is put into a little box. And so it's a lot of fun, but you have to seek it out. It's exactly the same way on television. Mm-hmm. You have to find stuff that people say, hey, you might want to check this out. And then if they hook you, it's like a great book. It's just like reading a good book. You get a show that you like. And I'll be... I'll admit, Pony, when Mrs. O'Mara popped in the first time I was watching it, I would say it did resemble pornography.
Well, in the beginning, and then that goes away, right?
And it slows down a little bit, and well,
you have your pants around
see,
your ankles?
You don't see me complain. No, I did not have that. Thank you very much.
Perhaps it was the same awkward situation when I was watching the pilot or second episode of Fargo, where the lady takes the hammer to the forehead. And,
oh, God.
And
horrible.
I watched that, and a big smile on my face, because it was a long time coming. Right at that moment, Carrie walks in. What are you watching? Right. Why are you watching this?
And that's when you looked at her like with that Private Pile look in your eye, and you said, you don't want to see this, dear. Stay away. So, Pony, I'm up to the part where he's in his own jail right now, and I know there's like one or two more episodes, right? And Oscar, you've watched it too, haven't you?
The entire season.
So don't spoil it for me, you know, I want to see what happens. It's good. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with Oscar Rotzi on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
He gets a Lamborghini. Is it because he's Caitlyn Jenner? She's Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah,
is that why?
Yeah, well, because he knows a couple people at the dealership.
The thing about that is, though, is that that smacks of your regular run-of-the-mill MTV-produced reality show. Gimmicky.
Again,
I'm surprised that she got a Lamborghini. I would have think that she would have gotten a hybrid. I'm sorry. I can't help it. If you're going to send me hate mail,
this is
please
a comedy show.
Send me hate mail.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You see that promo with the Today Show where Matt Lauer is going to be out on the golf course with Caitlyn Jenner?
Really?
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Yeah,
I mean, like it's something they don't show on the show.
That's true.
You know?
I'd like to see the game. I'd like to see the game that Caitlyn has. I'd like to see if she's real good. You know, I bet she's a good golfer, athlete. Right?
It's interesting because on this past week's show, she talks about going golfing, that she would always go golfing alone, that nobody would ever golf with her.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have. I would have on a regular basis.
Yeah, but then
basis.
I was like, I know another guy like that.
Who?
Mike O'Mara.
Hi. Hey, I went with my brother-in-law yesterday.
Yeah, but when you're in Florida, when you used to play, it was just you. Right?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I am sad.
He's not sad. It's just that you probably have different schedules, I imagine. That's what it is.
He's the little boy who golfed by himself. ABC Family presents Mike O'Mara, the little boy who carried his own bag.
A little one-seater golf cart.
They don't even put the bench in.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by FanDuel.com. Let's talk fantasy football for a minute.
Nice.
You got to think of the people that don't get to see my reactions on the camera, and they just hear this silence like I'm being nakedly picked on, which I am.
Carries.
Fantasy football. Hey, everybody, the time is nigh. FanDuel, week one, games, they're almost here. You deserve more fantasy in your life, so get over to the best one, FanDuel.com, and sign up now. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football. I love one-week fantasy football. Mm-hmm. For somebody that's suffered through season-long squads, and you know in the second game of the season that you're just going to have a crappy year, you don't have that with FanDuel because you can do it every week. They're paying out over $75 million this week, and this football season, I should say. You'll love the salary cap format. You can pick any player you want for just 1 week, and anyone can play. We've all done it. Entry fees start at just $1. Don't wait till it's too late. Draft your week one team today. Just go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use our code TMOS and sign up now. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code TMOS. Just remember to enter TMOS at FANDUEL.com. FanDuel, where every day is a new season. Sign up today. And now, without further ado, let's bring him in here, stir directly from Medellin. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Oscar Rotzi.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
Yes. Are you excited for Star Wars Force Friday? We're in the midst of it right now.
Oh, it's the toys, right?
The toys!
Toys. Mike, all girls and boys want toys.
Oh, come on.
That'd be a negative. No, I just don't get I never was. I watched the first one and maybe the second one. And,
did you like the originals?
They've sequeled me to oblivion.
Okay, I don't blame you on the prequels, but the originals, you probably have a
You were 18 when Episode 4 came out, Star Wars, A New Hope.
Really?
Was it like a big deal? Do you remember when you were 18 and it came out?
It was cool because the technology was very, very new. And so, yes, it was special.
Right.
And then it just got to me to be, you know, I like my films to have stories
that's all they are, stories. Yeah.
No, but they're so I hate it. So the whole CGI crap. You know how I feel.
No, but the original three didn't work CGI.
I didn't like Star Wars that much. It wasn't that big a deal to me. Come on.
Darth Vader is his dad and he hates his dad. It's
you know the
so
thing is when I was 18, I probably really liked it, and then I did this little thing called growing up.
Oh, well, you were grown up
party
at 18.
Pooper.
Come on.
Well, for the rest of you that are fans.
It's the problem with our society is too much of that crap.
Likes
doesn't
it not,
educate
he does.
Anybody.
Too much fantasy? Yeah.
Too much fantasy. Yeah. Way too much fantasy.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Because we
it's
live
all
in a
gray
world.
Swans and black swans.
That's right. That's it. That's what it is. You got to pay attention. You listen to this show, you'll be prepared for the Armageddon. Right. Well, that was a movie, too, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, that had CGI.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Am I right, ladies?
Yeah. And when they're standing on the beach, which one are they which one is the one where Tia Leone is standing on the beach with Max von Sydow?
Isn't that Spanglish?
Not Max von Sydow.
Deep
it's
Impact.
Max,
Deep Impact.
Yeah. And it wasn't Max von Sydow. Who was it? It was somebody. It was some actor.
Von
that
somebody.
Played her father. It was a foreign actor.
It looked like a conductor.
Oh, Nipsey Russell?
No. Maximilian Schell.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Maximilian Schell was her dad, and they're standing there waiting. Beautiful scene. Absolutely poignant. Thank you.
But then it's also not as exciting when they blow out the Death Star. So you have the yin and the yang.
Mm-hmm. So are you a big Star Wars guy? You're not, are you?
No, the original three, yeah. I was really put off by the second three because they were horrible.
Right.
And I'm hoping that I'm going to be in on the new one. Yeah.
So
and
the original
all the ingredients stack up. So
the original is Star Wars, right? The original. Uh-huh. Then it's Disorderlies.
Right.
Was the sequel.
And then Friday After Next.
Friday
is the third
next.
One.
Okay, now I got it. Very good.
Well, if you into Star Wars.
Disorderlies!
Rated PG.
Hot toy alert for you parents out there. And if you can get your hands on them, this may be a Tickle Me Elmo situation.
Okay.
All right? It's called a BB-8 droid by Spiro. And it's remote controlled by your iPhone. It's $150, and this will be the hottest toy of the season. Mark my words. It's already sold out across the country. It just came out last night at midnight.
Wow.
Sounds like a 5 and up for me. Sounds like a 5 years old and up, not a 3-year-old, not a 2-year-old.
Yeah, and I don't think if you have... I've bought toys for my nephew when he was under 5.
Sure.
They don't care. They just throw him a box and paint it.
Yeah, you know, seriously.
They don't care.
You know what the greatest example of that, Oscar? Yeah. Here's the greatest example. Yeah. I'm in a local department store called Rennie's up here, okay? It's got everything. It's camping stuff. It's clothing. It's little. They have a little toy department.
Owned by Michael Rennie? The actor?
No, it's not. I don't even know who Michael Rennie is. But anyway,
nobody does.
You walk by, take it. You're looking at a John Deere, like little toy tractor.
Sure.
Not the kind that you ride around in, but a toy tractor. $22. It's got the tractor and it's got a
all
battery
day,
operated
baby.
Thing. $22.
All day.
You go down. I go to the dollar store next door.
Yeah.
I get them three monster trucks in a case for $4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what you do with a two.
Barely see the
everybody.
Lead.
That's right. China. China.
I thought about it. I swear to God, I thought about it.
Can't
I
put this in the sun.
Nope. Don't put it in your mouth.
And
don't put
great,
it in
Mike,
your mouth. You're all set.
Even after you bought those trucks, you had money left for latex gloves so he could be safe when he played with them.
Thank you very much. Boy, oh boy.
Okay, in the Star Wars BB-8 droid by Spiro. If you've got someone in your life you want to shop for that's hard to actually please, this would be the toy that they all would want. Even some adults.
That's right. You'd love one, wouldn't you?
I looked.
You
I
would
looked
love
for
one,
it.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Turn Oscar's send to me down a little bit, Robbie's popping, popping, cracking,
popping. Popping. Moving on here. Fellas, you remember that one of the final Jenner girls, finally 18, right?
Jenner girls.
Yeah, Jenner girls.
Okay.
So one of them is dating a rap star. His name's Tyga.
Yes,
and
he makes a lot of good hip-hop records. I love them.
And when Kylie Jenner turned 18, what do you think he bought her for? He's in his early 20s.
BB-8
droid. Bentley. Uh-huh.
He bought her a $350,000 Ferrari.
Okay. Isn't that great? Then they shot off fireworks off the coast of
California.
If
you know anything about music, that was a different Kardashian.
That's right.
If you know anything about music, you know that Tyga is... not as successful as he may be in his private life and his professional life.
Mm-hmm.
His last album didn't crack the top 200 on Billboard. It's not really. He's not.
Are
really
you
a household
insinuating
name.
That Tyga might have a different income stream?
I'm not insinuating. This is from HollywoodGossip.com. Tyga is broke.
Oh, so he doesn't have any money.
No,
oh
unfortunately.
My God.
Do you think they've spun it where she paid for it?
Rapper leased Kylie Jenner's birthday present. Source claims, and it goes into details of his financials.
He leased it.
Well, it's in my eyes, that's a smart play. You don't know how long a relationship's going to last. So
yeah, good point.
Yeah,
but still,
leasing a
$350,000 car is not cheap. That's
no,
insanely
not
expensive.
Cheap.
Especially if she exceeds the miles.
Can you imagine telling an 18-year-old, not one more mile, we're taking my truck to the club.
Yeah, you can't drive until October 2nd.
Yes.
Right. Exactly.
All right, so that's for context. Apparently, his net worth is $4 million, which a lot of people would like to have.
Sure.
But if it's $4 million, you wouldn't be giving away a $350,000 mm-hmm. lease on a vehicle, but they're in
that
love.
That is for sure.
Family sources are questioning Tiger's motives because he'd started dating her when she was in high school, but they seem like they're in love, so we'll see what happens there. I'll leave you with this fun fact. The wonderful, beautiful Emily, and you can help me with this last name, gentlemen. Ratawanski. Is that the
girl? Ratowski.
Ratowski. Thank you very much.
Right. Ratowski from Gone Girl.
And the Blurred Lines video. I'm
yes.
glad
right.
you said
yes.
Gone Girl. Because
yes. one of the greatest bodies in Hollywood.
Everybody
absolutely.
Says Blurred Lines, and she's over it. So over it that in this latest interview, she came out and told people to forget about that video. Why do people keep fixating on it? So what
wow.
I liked about this is clearly we know why. So I want to see what the comments said on the actual story.
Oh, investigative journalism, Mike.
Because she goes in and talks about Gone Girl
and
this next
And I
movie.
Think it's Rakowski, right? That's Rakowski.
That sounds right, yeah.
Mike, the last name really doesn't matter in the story. I just want to get
right.
get it clear.
Mm,
but
exactly.
So, and she's in the latest flick from Zac Efron, which made $0.
Oh, the DJ movie.
Yeah,
Your Best Friend,
well.
How to Be a Best Friend, something like that.
So I love the internet because they have the mob mentalities we talked about in the past. And they said that all the comments here on the story are... We can't forget about it because you're naked in it. We can't.
That's the truth.
This guy says.
So true, though.
Forget about it. I'm watching it right now with my pants around my ankles. Hand of God. The next one says, forget about it. That's your claim to fame. What's wrong with owning it? And the next one says, please, I'll take my top off and run around with Pharrell all day. These people are monsters. God bless them. But
yes,
that's what
are.
She's famous for, right?
Yep. That's the truth. That's the yep. And they bring it loud and they bring it fast.
And that
absolutely.
Is Oscarazzi for today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar. We'll take a break. Come back with the final audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Stu Sutcliffe.
Oh, that's very good, Gary.
Thank you very much, Tony.
On next week's episode of the show, it's a special Beatles-related show called Beat the Beatles.
Yeah.
We all know the music so well. All of their material has been covered many, many times. Can anybody beat the Beatles?
Right.
Not physically.
No.
Oh, their song's better.
You said it okay. Go ahead.
It's on the next episode. Download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Now available, Open Mic, the audiobook. You're going to love it. Listen to the story of the Mike O'Mara Show as read by the authors Mike, Rob, and Oscar in their own words, the entire book and then some. Hear the whole story, the inside scoop, told by the people who lived it.
Well, Mike, you must mean the banquet book.
Open Mic, the banquet book.
And the aforementioned Tony Perkins actually reads his own part
yes.
and discusses what it was like to hang around with Mike O'Mara back in college, all the way back then.
We were both in the class of 1981 at American University. Tuesday nights at the tavern were big, busy nights. I remember first being aware of Mike playing the tunes, making wise cracks about some of the people in attendance, and getting drunker as the night went on.
Thank you. Yeah, no punchline, just a simple fact. That's Open Mic, the audiobook, only $6.99 and now available. Download it instantly on iTunes or at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Open Mic, the audiobook. You are going to love what you hear. Without further ado, let's open up the final audio vault of the week with Rob Spiewak for Friday, September 4, 2015. Rob.
Isn't that right, Jacob?
Hey, Mike O'Mara. It's time for audio vault.
People love the fact that Tom Brady was allowed to play in the NFL and the ruling was overturned. Because
No. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, hold on. What do you mean people love the fact that it was overturned?
Because that allowed the people that worked in media to get out their pun dictionary, Mike.
The NFL's been sacked by a federal judge.
Star quarterback can also play some defense.
Judge throwing a flag on his Deflategate penalty.
Tom Brady on the field pumping in victory.
The judge has let the air out of Deflategate.
Punting on an opinion.
Tom Brady gained an advantage.
Tom Brady gained some traction.
So I was being sarcastic. Mm-hmm. Actually, most people think it's ridiculous.
Well, there's a big school of thought that thinks that the Patriots are cheaters, and I'm one of them. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of
the
way they run the NFL. Well, I don't care. I don't need proof. It's my theory. You know, I think he did it. I think he got away with it. I think he totally got away. And I think the NFL's slimy, too. So you got two evil people in this battle. But, you know, the attitude of the Patriots fans, that's what killed me.
It's like they won the Super Bowl again.
Like, yep. Shove it, haters. Shove it, haters. You know, that kind of stuff. And
I'll tell you who's really unhappy.
My sincere apologies to Barbara Bannon Moody.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. I think that,
and Charles.
I think that regardless, the NFL wins because now more people are going to watch those
Oscar,
games.
Oscar, the NFL always wins. Right? No matter what happens,
they
the
win.
NFL
that's
wins.
That's why I think there's always a conspiracy because...
I think it was much ado about very little, but at the same time, it would not have been this big a deal if Tom Brady and Bob Kraft had handled their business the right way in the first place and said, yeah, we've done it a couple of days. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize. And, you know, they're so powerful and so lawyered up that I think they did it once again. They've cheated. Bill Belichick has cheated.
All
multiple
does.
Times. It's happened. He's a scumbag.
And
I
they got
the
so close to enforcing something that wasn't enough to change their ways. The 4-game suspension wasn't really adequate, and then they took that away. I'll tell you who's very upset is Snoop Dogg, who blazed up, sparked up, and put a video up yesterday.
Oh, did the NFL overturn Brady? I can't do nothing but smoke. That's bull. You might as well overturn all the homies that got weed cases in the league, too. If y'all gonna do that, keep it real.
All right, Obama is in Alaska.
Well said, Snoop.
And, well, you know, he was smoking and doing a selfie. So, a selfie video. So, I mean, you know, he's multitasking.
Going on.
Listen carefully here. Our president is in Alaska, and a salmon spawned on his shoe. And that's an ugly situation for anybody. But I think
salmon spawned on his shoe.
Yeah,
you know,
you know what I mean. Yeah, like the end of a movie. Yeah. And
didn't that happen at the lumberyard when we were in Iowa one time?
I remember smelling salmon.
Okay,
I don't think I saw any
slamming salmon.
Anyway, I think Obama handles this very well.
Did you see that? Something got on my shoe. He was spawning a little bit, which generally you don't want fish spawning on your feet. I said he was happy to see me.
Very happy to see him. Now,
president of the free world.
There he is, having a blast in the last 14 months.
Absolutely.
Do you know why October 21st of this year is a big deal?
Why is that?
We've talked about this before briefly. That's the day that Marty McFly travels to in Back to the Future Part 2.
Very good.
So we're, you know, we've got what, a month or so before we need to have hoverboards and all that stuff to be all caught up. But here is the plot of the Back to the Future trilogy in 1 minute.
You built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
Flux capacitor.
This is heavy duty, Doc. 1955. You're my Doc?
21 gigawatts! What the hell is a gigawatt? Great Scott! Back to the Future!
My mother has got the hots for me. Butthead.
Darth Vader.
Density.
Marty! Back to the Future!
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Chicken! Great Scott! Timeline skewed!
Biff was in the time machine.
We gotta go back to 1955!
This book tells the future.
He's in the old west, but he's alive!
Marty!
You're the doc, Doc.
Great Scott!
I know, this is heavy.
Doc Marty!
Just saved you 6 hours. Right there. That's the whole trilogy right there.
But what's funny is after that brief tape, I feel like it was 6 hours.
Wow,
oh,
really?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the
you
whole pop culture
it?
Thing.
I loved that trilogy.
That's so great.
When I saw it in the theater, that first
just
movie.
Just like you love the Star Wars, I'm just parting company with both my coworkers today.
All
what's
right.
wrong with me?
Then tonight, let us close
Star
with something.
Wars, Back to the Future.
Mike, something classic, something
what?
Dramatic, something
what?
Educational. Perhaps you know him
amuse
as.
Amuse me. I want to be amused.
Something from the guy from Thor, the guy from the show Rome, Ray Stevenson, with a dramatic reading that I think will do us all well.
I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like them. So you say. Try them. Try them. And you may, if you will let me be. I will try them. You will see. Say! I like green eggs and ham. I do. I will eat them in the rain and in the dark, and on a train and in a car and in a tree. They are so good, so good, you see. I do so like green eggs and ham.
See, thank Mike? You. Isn't that nice?
I do like them. Sam, I am.
That nice. Is your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy your
thank
Labor
you.
Day.
Woo! That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Hey, Zoolander, thanks for joining
yeah,
us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Mike.
And we look forward to following your marital progress.
Oh, yeah.
On the
hey,
O'Mara show.
Kids.
Thank you. Oh, anything you'd like to say to Rob before you get out of here, Zoo?
Rob. Have a good weekend.
Wow, that's
be sure
that,
and join
that
us again.
Uncalled for.
More fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, send anything to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. We got the mailbag next week. It's
yes.
Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And go out and buy the audio book. Please do that. It's available for you right now. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye long.
So bye.
Ciao, ciao.
wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.